Hello and welcome to the Waffle Zone. This is where we waffle on about what we listen to, the podcast, the music. We thank people for their audience participation, and we might waffle a little bit about something. We might. And with my guest here, I'll have to ask him. I don't know if they eat waffles over in Chiba, Japan or not, but all the way in Chiba, Japan, joining me to waffle today, I have the official, the one that Matt was watching out for last week, the official detention teacher. I have Gen Moriyatani. Gen, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you for joining me.
By the way, I don't remember when was the last time I ate waffles.
So
you don't eat much.
Yeah. Well, I think people in Japan, not to speak ill of any American people. So if you're American and you hear this, no offense, but I think people in Japan tend to be in better physical shape. Maybe it's a lack of eating waffles.
Maybe. Not we don't eat it often.
Do you eat pancakes?
Sometimes. Maybe okay. Once a month.
Okay. So, but you know what? You're probably one of the few Japanese people that partakes of waffles every week, though, right? Okay. So what we do here, as we say, and I know you know, so I'm going to ask you first, though, because I know that you've listened to music in the past week because you're a music guy. You're a music guy for sure. So what albums have you listened to, artists and albums have you listened to in the past week?
Okay, so past week, I don't know why, but I listen a lot of Megadeth for some reason.
Some strange reason.
Yeah, strange. I was totally in Megadeth mode.
Yeah.
So I started from Killing Is My Business.
Okay.
I also listened to Rust in Peace.
All right.
And then Countdown to Extinction.
Okay.
And Endgame. And actually, quite a lot. I listened to Dystopia. Maybe I listened to maybe 3-4 times.
Nice.
The entire album. And of course, I listened to their newest album, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead.
I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, and pretty much like the entire week I was listening to Megadeth this week.
Okay.
For some reason.
Okay, so it's hard to make an acronym out of one letter, isn't it? That's some good choices there. You know, one thing I do want to say is about Dystopia, because they have the guy who played drums on there. What's his first name? I know his last name's Adler.
Chris Adler.
Chris, yes, and he's in the band called Lamb of God. I remember getting that album. And I hadn't listened to any new Megadeth albums for a while. So when I heard that album and the drumming on that album, like I was just so blown away by the drumming on that album. I mean, I was just like, this guy is amazing. And so when I heard that, I don't even think that Chris Adler toured with Megadeth on that tour. So, I think Dirk did.
Yeah, I think he toured right before they released Dystopia.
Oh, did he? Okay.
The end of the Super Collider tour.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. So, but hearing that, I remember thinking, and then hearing he wasn't in the band, I just thought, man, they're not going to be able to ever find a drummer that's that good. You know, I mean, and which is a dumb statement because there's so many great musicians out there, you know. And I remember, you know, when the new album came out, because I have not seen Megadeth live in as Adrian Smith would say, in donkey's years. And when I heard the new album when it came out, I mean, it blew me away. Like, I was like, holy crap, they got a guy who is as good, who can do what Chris Adler did. I mean, he sounded amazing as well. So I think, I don't know how much praise gets. Well, actually, you know what? We'll talk about that here in a bit. We do, because there is some stuff I do want to bring up. But I don't know. I want to ask you a question before I go into my musical list here of what I listen to. Do you know what a swamp is? A swamp.
Oh, like the place?
Like a swamp where it's like just like muddy waters. Okay. Well, this week I went to the swamp. And you'll know why in just a second. So here's the bands that I listen to and the albums. The first letter of my acronym this week again is an S. Okay. And I listen to Smith Kotzen.
Oh.
I listen to their Better Days EP. Mm-hmm. I wanted to listen to the album, but it wasn't on my, I didn't have it on my phone. So I listened to their EP. The next letter, the next band is the Winery Dogs.
Oh.
I listened to their new album, 3, again, because me and Vanessa and Sarah are all going to see the Winery Dogs, let's see, in 2 weeks. So, oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, looking forward to that. The next letter.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Anthrax.
Nope. Nope. It is an artist that I listened to recently, though. Mm-hmm. Alice Cooper.
Oh.
Yeah. And I must have gotten myself on a bit of an Alice Cooper kick here because I listened to 6 Alice Cooper albums.
Holy crap.
Now, 3 of them I listened to yesterday, and they're really all short. They're like maybe 35-minute albums. But I listened to the album I've been listening to now for about 3 weeks, Dada, which came out in 83. I think I had said 82, but it was 83. I listened to that one multiple times during the week. I love that album. I listened to his album from, I think it's 91. It's called Hey Stupid, which I listened to a couple weeks ago. Really good one. Then I listened to, now this album, I'm trying to even remember what year this one came out. The next album I listened to was called Dirty Diamonds, and it came out actually 2005. I'm looking it up, 2005. So that's the most recent one I listened to. It's a very, very good album. There was a time where I wasn't super into Alice Cooper. Mm-hmm. Hey, you like that rhyme? I wasn't super into Alice Cooper. But I remember hearing this album because he had done a couple of really heavy albums. And then he went to this, what he referred to as a garage band sound. And this is one of those albums. And man, when I finally got into it, amazing, amazing album. Dirty Diamonds. I've got a video of the tour. The tour was really good. And then the other three were the three albums that were the short albums. One was from, I believe, 1980, called Flush the Fashion. And that's like Alice Cooper gone new wave music. So it's interesting. It's probably my, man, they all have some interesting songs on them, but they're kind of goofy. I'm listening to it and I'm kind of going, I would never listen to this kind of music from any other artist. There's no way. But I give him a pass because the lyrics are kind of bizarre. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard, you know, when people talk about the kind of aspirin, you know, like medicine they would take, and there's a brand called Bayer aspirin. You ever heard of that one? It's Bayer, Bayer. So there's a line in one of these songs, and the song is called Aspirin Damage. And the line he says, I'm a pain reliever junkie. I've got a Bayer on my back. So that's a song that me and Sarah will sing, you know, because it's just this goofy song. And it says aspirin damage. It says kills the pain, but destroys the brain. So Sarah was out of town yesterday, and I sent her a screenshot of what I was listening to, and it was the song Aspirin Damage, and she's just like, kills the pain but destroys the brain. So the next song I listened to, the next album by Alice Cooper, was called Special Forces, which is also it's another new wave type album by Alice Cooper. And this is what he calls his blackout period. So it's kind of a bizarre period because he says he doesn't even remember recording these albums. And like there's a few interesting songs, and most of them again are songs that I listen to and I'm just like, I would never ever listen to this style of music except being done by Alice Cooper. Cause like I said, his lyrics are always interesting. He's very witty.
Maybe he was taking too much aspirin.
Yeah, he was taking, I think, you can crush aspirin up into a powder form. And I think he was definitely taking something that had too much powder. Oh, gosh. Yeah, some stuff that was probably a lot stronger than aspirin. The next one he had, the last one that I listened to by him is called Zipper Catches Skin. And I think out of those three, I think that's my favorite of those three albums. And, yeah, it says the album, let's see, wait, Zipper Catches Skin is 33 minutes long. Oh. Golly, Special Forces is 35 minutes long. Wow. And Flush the Fashion, golly, 29 minutes long. So
it's like a punk rock band.
It is. It's a real, real quick listen. And then the one I mentioned earlier, Daw Daw, is 42 minutes, so. So, you know, those were kind of I was just in a mood because I bought all of those on vinyl recently. I ordered them. I'm waiting for them all to come in. So I was just like, yeah, let me give them a listen and whatever. So I know what you're thinking right now, Gen. It sounds like, because Steve mentioned a swamp and he's already said S, W, and A, what on earth would the letter M be?
Has to be Megadeth.
It has to be Megadeth. You're right. And I listened to two albums by Megadeth. And I think, you know, later on we'll probably get into the reason why I listened to one of these in particular. But making its return to the podcast, well, you've already returned it, but its return on my side, I listened to The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead as well this week. And yeah. You know, I wondered, because it's been about a month since I've heard it, and I wondered if it would wear off. Like, if I would think, I don't know if it's as strong as I really was saying. It is. It's an amazing album. It's there's a couple of tracks on there that you know, that I think are just a little bit weaker than the rest, you know, and man, but it's a strong album, very strong album. And the other album I listened to was an album that I wish had the same production as The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. I listened to The World Needs a Hero.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
interesting choice.
Yeah, I really like that album. It's, you know, there's a couple of songs on that album that are a bit not up to par. You know, when you're talking about Megadeth, I think, if you go through there and you look at, you got, let's see, I used to not like the song Moto Psycho, but I like it. You know, when it first came out, it was kind of corny, it seemed like, but I like it a lot now. And
I love this.
Yeah, I do. I think Recipe for Hate is kind of interesting. The song that closes the album, When, you know, it literally sounds just like Am I Evil by Diamond Head. It's a lot. There's a big chunk of the song where you could literally think, wow, this is like exactly like, there's parts where I think you could sing the chorus of Am I Evil. But I do like that album, and that's, That's a good one. So the last band to finish out my, this is the first week I've done the acronym where it's not WASP, and I technically could have done Winery Dogs, Alice Cooper, Smith Kotzen, and this next band for the P to be WASP, but I wanted to do something different, so I'm changing it up. I know everyone out there is wondering what the acronym was going to be this week. And it definitely makes it, it's a different way to listen to music, like going, okay, what can I put together, you know? And I kind of listen to what I want, but I've been listening to a lot of Alice Cooper, so there's always an A in there. I've been listening to the Winery Dog, so there's a WA in there. So I'm like, I could do WASP every week just about. So the P in my swamp is a band that I've listened to a little bit recently called Project 86. The album is called Rival Factions. And it's kind of an interesting sounding album by them. Their sound had changed at that point. If you go back and listen to any of their old stuff, they were, I don't even know how to describe them. They were kind of like, in a way, on their prior stuff. Some of their stuff reminded me a little bit of like Rage Against the Machine, you know, the way he kind of did the vocals a bit. But, I had to have a P in there, and I've listened to that album 3 or 4 times in the last couple of months, and I'm just kind of, you know, when you listen to something that you haven't heard it a long time, and then it makes you kind of want to listen to it more. So there we go. So, Swamp. Okay. So the next part we're going to talk about is podcasts. So, did you listen to any podcasts this past week, Gen?
Well, to be honest, I'm not a big podcast guy.
Okay.
I don't know if I told you before, but your podcast was the first podcast show I ever listened to.
Wow! So you had nowhere to go but up.
You know, I mean, your show was the first one. Then I started listening to you, but basically, I usually listen to your show and Judas Priest cast.
Yeah.
And sometimes I listen to, you know, the Eddie Trunk podcast.
Yeah.
And maybe the Riff Wise.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So this week I listened to, well, Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone and the Waffle Zone. And where we were able to receive the tree of my favorite guy from Iron Maiden, his interview. That was really cool.
Yeah.
And the Waffle Zone, we heard somebody we haven't heard for a long time. That was really nice.
Yeah. let me ask you a question, because I've asked Matt this, I've asked my wife and daughter this, I've asked Kirsty this. Whenever I started out, I was selling it as Matt was never going to come back. was it believable?
No, I as soon as you started talking about it, I was like, oh my gosh, Matt is coming.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, that's good. I know it was good to have him back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were all happy to hear.
Yeah.
And also, I listened to Judas Priest cast, No Surrender episode.
Okay.
That's my actually favorite song from Firepower.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I also listened to the Eddie Trunk podcast. I listened to really old episode of Kevin Shirley.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was really, really interesting.
Yeah.
And that's it. No new episode from Riffwiser, so that's all I listened to.
Okay. You listened to more than I did. I didn't listen to too much. I did listen to obviously I always like to tell people that when I started my podcast, I kind of stole the line from the band Kiss, because they say when they started their band, they said, we wanted to make the band that we wanted to hear and see. And so when I started my podcast, that's kind of what I would say. I said, I wanted to start a podcast that I would want to listen to, that I would, you know, there wasn't any podcasts out there that were, you know, like profanity free. And I used to always want to listen to the podcast with my kids in the car, but I never could, because you just never know when someone was going to go off the rails and really start saying a lot of stuff. And I just, you know, that was my thought back then. And, so I listened to the Waffle Zone as well, the one with Matt and Kirsty, and I like it. I when I listen to it, I'm like, I want to listen to my own podcast when I listen to it. And I was like, it's not a vanity thing in any way. I really enjoy the conversations that I have with those guys. And then I listened to the episode, because I got that recording of Dave Murray and James. I got that about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month, and I listened to it the day I got it. So I hadn't heard it in you know, the last 3 weeks. So I listened to it again. It was still fresh to hear it again. And and I love, you know, the answers that Dave gave. And I love that he didn't seem to be skirting around anything. You know, I mean, he's obviously not going to go, yeah, we got this guy Blaze Bailey in mind. He can't throw out a name because they hadn't announced anything. But I like it. And it's like listening to Dave talk, you can almost hear the smile on his face, you know?
Yeah.
But that was
really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think about it. It's probably one of the least talked about periods in their history, you know, where Bruce has just left the band and they don't have Blaze yet even. So I just thought it was really cool to hear James. And I mean, and some people, there was one guy on Twitter said, he's like, you know, I wondered if, you know, he said, he asked the question everybody wanted to ask, you know, what's going on with your new singer? So, and he's like, literally, that was the first question he asked him. So I listened to, I don't ever say I listen to my podcast usually, but because my podcast wasn't really me this week, it was somebody else. So, and that's the first time I've done that. I would love some more old interviews to come up, but I don't know anyone else that's interviewed the band. So, So I listened to three podcasts this week, and there's no acronyms here. Oh, you know what? There is an acronym here. I just realized it. So here, I'll do it again. Okay. My first podcast I listened to was Jim Florentine, awful Facebook post. So there's a J. The second one was obviously Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. Got to have a vowel in there. The next one was Monty's Rockcast. So Rockcast number 256. So I got JUM. And then I listened to a podcast called Pod of Thunder. And so I listened to Jump.
Hi, Helen.
So basically, there was a swamp jump happening this week. But the Pod of Thunder episode I listened to was called Got It Here to Give. It was their 500th episode. And
oh wow.
I know I'm not big on celebrating milestones and, you know, announce, like, I don't go, oh hey, it's the anniversary of my podcast, and oh, it's my 100th episode. I'm not into that at all. But, you know, as someone who's listened to their podcast for a while off and on, that's a huge achievement. I mean, they're 5 years in, you know, so or 10 years in. So
that's pretty impressive.
It is. And like, I was just listening to it, and they didn't do anything overly special. They just kind of, you know, they did a certain whatever song they did, and they talked about it a little bit, and you know, maybe a couple of memories. But I was like, that's really awesome. It's a lot. It's you know, because they've done 10 years, and you do 10 times 52 is 520 episodes they should have done. So I guess they've had, you know, 10 or 20 weeks out of 10 years where they've had to skip a week here or there. And it's impressive. So it's very impressive. It's awesome. So especially, you know, doing podcasts myself, I'm like, I know that there's been weeks where it's been difficult to think, man, what am I going to put out this week? You know, especially in the beginning, it was really hard, and I had to really push through some stuff, you know, but kudos to them. That was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. And so now we'll get into what Blackie Lawless calls audience participation. And this is where we'll do the retweets and the tweet quotes for the Waffle Zone and for the main episode that came out. So the retweets for the Dave Murray interview are as follows. The Scouser, David Laird in Liverpool, England. Jay Casey in Vermont, USA. Ron Kramer in Washington State. I know you'll know who this is when I say dudeness.
Dave.
Yeah. Steve in Rhode Island, USA. Pero in Montevideo, Uruguay, which I think that's Jose's brother.
Oh, really?
I think that's his brother. Yeah, he's not the smartest guy in the world. He thinks Paul Di'Anno's better than Bruce Dickinson. You know, he's got some bizarre opinions.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinions.
Yeah, no matter how bizarre they may be, right? Nah, he seems like a cool guy.
Like Deja Vu is the worst song.
yeah. You know, I don't know. You know, when it comes to Bruno, makes you wonder. You know, you got to wonder. You know, and I haven't ever said this to him on the podcast because I don't want to be offensive to him, but it makes you really think, how many drugs did he do when he was younger, you know? You know, there's an album by Alice Cooper called From the Inside where he just got out of a mental institution. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe Bruno, you know, maybe he just lives in one, you know, and that's why his opinions are also crazy.
Or maybe he took too much aspirin.
Yeah, he has aspirin damage. It helped the pain, but it destroyed his brain. Oh, that's funny. Wow. Next up, you might have heard of the next guy. You might have heard of this next guy again. His name is Gen. Gen Mariutani. He retweeted it. Then Nige Savage in the UK. Willie Valiverta in Finland. John Gross in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Tommy in... Listen to all these directions in this guy's where he's from. Tommy in Southport, Northwest England. I wish it would have said Southport, Northwest England, East End. Get them all in there. And then we got another Steve in Warwickshire, England. And lastly, Dave in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Now, the quote-twotes are as follows for the Dave Murray interview. There's quite a few of them. Mm-hmm. Got one from someone named Barbara Ann Crowley, and she basically tagged somebody. She just tagged somebody named Hellraiser Deluxe, and there was a little conversation happening back and forth, and they were talking about how they met at a club years ago, and I thought it was pretty funny because Barbara said, you know, I'm definitely a blonde because she said, we were at this club all these years ago and they played 2 minutes to midnight. And she said, I looked at this guy and I said, why didn't they just call it 11:58? That was pretty funny. And she's like, look, I was a blonde. So I was like, okay, it makes sense. I can relate totally. Next up was the Scouser, David Laird in Liverpool, England. And he said, always imagine Dave to be a top bloke, and he definitely comes across that way in the interview. So interesting to hear his views in the middle of a big period of change for the band. James did so well to handle the interview as well as he did being so young and meeting his idol, which I definitely agree with.
Amen.
He seems like he is so calm under pressure, you know? He doesn't seem like he's like going, oh my God, you know, it's Dave Murray. It's Dave Murray. You know, that's, okay. Next up was Randy in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he said, I think this Dave Murray guy might have a decent future. maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Next up was Louis Mariano, the Iron Maiden Encyclopedia, the author of Eddie Made Me Do It. And he said, ah, this is awesome. I remembered much of James's story. And he wrote, James was the friend who introduced me and him and gave us the last piece of info I needed to finish my second ebook. He says, and we get to hear the Dave interview. Awesome episode. So, yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah. He also said, they should also let more fans interview the band. James was just great and asking really interesting questions. I definitely agree with that. You know, maybe go and do a Iron Maiden podcast. I can think of one.
why not?
Yeah. And then I think Kirsty, the official historian, translator, and administrator, she simply mimicked James when she said, Dave Murray! And this was also her Dave Murray was also retweeted by Bruce Dust in London, Ontario, and Amy Lee Freedom in the Kingdom, baby. Do you remember what the Kingdom means when she says in the Kingdom, baby?
Kingdom, baby? No, I don't remember.
So Matt lives in Kansas City, and they refer to their sports team as Chiefs Kingdom. This is the Chiefs Kingdom. So, you know, they just won the football Super Bowl a couple weeks ago. And her thing just says in the Kingdom, I think. And I always add baby to it. So, like, that's why I was like, when I said for Matt, in the Kingdom, baby. And he's like, in the Kingdom, baby. next up, Rocka Rola. In the Desert Plains, which I think we know where the Desert Plains is.
Yes, we do.
And he said simply, this looks awesome. And let's see. Oh, man, there's still quite a few more. Next up was the official detention teacher. You might know him. Yeah. And he simply said, this week's episode is an interview of my favorite member of Iron Maiden. This interview was held during an interesting period for the band. All Maiden fans must check this out. And then, I don't know if he did this to torture me or not, but he did. Hashtag Iron Maiden. Hashtag Dave Murray.
Hey, it's not too hard.
It's a hard word to say over and over, though. Say hashtag three times really fast.
Hashtag.
You're better than me. Yeah. Next up was Jose in Uruguay, and he said, listening, and I just arrived to the beginning of the interview, and the very first question is about the new singer, WTF. And I asked him about that. I was like, what do you mean? Why would you say WTF to that? And he's like, no, he's like, literally, that was the question everyone would have wanted to ask. He said, and I was thinking, man, I can't believe this kid is getting to interview Dave Murray. What's he going to say? And he said, literally, he doesn't even give him a chance to breathe. He's like, the first thing out of his mouth is, so how's it going with the singer?
Yeah.
And Dave is just so nice about it, you know? He just
I know.
He seems so cool and laid back, so. Next up was the official politician of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone, the councillor Sir Richard Holmes of the Ulster Unionist Party in Garvagh, Northern Ireland. And I think you might like his line of thinking here. I definitely do. He said, former members, relatives of members, and now an actual member from a while back. I think this has raised the bar. Airy next in real time. I was like, wow, yeah, that'd be the dream right there. Having Steve Harris on. Oh man, that'd be amazing.
Yep.
Next up was George's dad, Sonya's husband, Lord Andrew of Sussex, the Weekend Warrior, the man of many nicknames, Andrew Whitnall in Australia. And he said, wonderful to hear both Dave Murray and James. Almost like the third installment of James's Iron Maiden story. It kind of is in a way.
Yep.
Definitely got a kick out of this one. Let's see. Next up is... Okay. You have a lot. What's that?
You have a lot of quotes.
I know. This next one is the last one.
Okay.
It says it's from Jesse, and he said, fantastic interview. Dave has always been one of my all-time favorite guitar slingers. So calm and relaxed. Would be cool to sit down and have a beer and shoot the breeze with him. Definitely, definitely, definitely think that. I agree. So next up, we have the Waffle Zone. There's not as many of these, so we can get through this a little bit quicker. So we got the retweets. We got the Scouser, David Laird. Dudeness.
Dude.
Yeah. Gen. Luis Mariano. And Willie Valaverta. The Queetquotes. We got one, two, four Queetquotes. The first one, no, five, I'm sorry, five. The first one is from somebody that someone doesn't have a name on their thing, but it's a new person that signed up on Patreon recently, and it just says Salty Croaker.
Yeah.
And it says Uncle Steve, most excellent Waffle Zone number 180. Enjoyed it immensely. Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah. Next up was David Laird, and he said he might have got tired of listening to the Trooper, but we didn't get tired of hearing him. So, and I will say, I read that one personally to Matt. I just said, listen to this. And he thought, and his response was just like, aw, that's nice. Next up was Lord Andrew. And, you know, maybe Andrew might have had one too many beers when he was writing this part, but he said, at long last, the voice of reason, good taste, and common sense appears on the Waffle Zone. Not to be missed. I mean, Kersey's on all the time. I don't know what he's talking about.
Voice of reason, huh?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Calling Hooks in You. You know, a guy that thinks Hooks in You is a top song. So, yeah, that's the voice of weren't we talking about insane asylums a little bit ago? Looks like maybe Andrew and Matt, maybe they need to meet up at one. Maybe they're both in there with straight jackets on right now. Who knows? And two more. We have Kirsty in Perth, Australia, and she said, I know the other episode is a Dave Murray interview, but this is a must listen. And I agree.
Indeed.
Even though apparently I didn't sell it very well. I wanted to try to sell it in a way, but you know what? You probably heard the Patreon part, didn't you? Did you hear the Patreon episode before that?
Three of you?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's on there. You know, I feel like if people like the Waffle Zone, I think the Patreon episode, the pre-show chat with all three of us, because Kirstie did not know that Matt was going to be on. So,
oh, really?
Yes. You got to hear this. I'll give a little bit of this away. And if, you know, maybe this will entice people to want to go listen, you know, maybe go sign up on Patreon, because I feel like people that listen to the Waffle Zone, I've been thinking about this. People that listen to the Waffle Zone and they really like the Waffle Zone. If you like the Waffle Zone, you'd love being on Patreon because there's more of this. And I didn't, so when I kind of knew Matt was going to come on, I didn't really, I never told Kirstie because I thought just in case for some reason, if he can't make it, I don't want it, you know, to be a letdown. So I was, you know, I talked to Matt on the phone an hour before I was going to call Kirstie, and we're trying to go, okay, how are we going to do this? How can we surprise Kirstie? And, so this is how it kind of went down. I called Kirstie first, and then I just thought, while I'm on the phone with her, I'll start talking about Matt and asking when was the last time we had Matt on with us. And then I'll accidentally click on add him to the call and just add him to the call right then. And then he'll join the call and it'll be a surprise. What I actually did though was we start looking at it and I hit the button for a new call to call Matt. So you hear the call, you hear me talking to Kirstie, and then all of a sudden you hear Kirstie's gone. And I'm like, Kirstie, can you hear me? Oh no, I dropped Kirstie from the call now. So then Matt picks up the phone. I can see Matt pick up and he's just like, I go, Matt. And he goes, hello. And I'm like, don't say anything. Kirstie's not on here. So then I click back and I got to recall Kirstie again. And as soon as she answers the phone, she knows Matt's there because she can see it. And she's laughing, but she didn't know he was going to be there. She was a big surprise. So, but you hear the entire, because I told you I have this thing that records the call. So every bit of it's recorded. And then, you know, we chatted for, you know, like I said, it was about 35, 40 minutes of it. Just, you know, chatting up and talking about different things. And I feel like people that like this, I feel like if you like this, what we're doing now, just the chit chat, then you're going to like the Patreon. And there's four, I'll say this, I'll do a little commercial for the Patreon real quick. There's four levels. One of the levels is the number of the beast level, which if I have to tell you what the dollar number for that is, are you really an Iron Maiden fan? One of them is, I don't know what the levels are called anymore, but one of them is a $10 level. One of them is, I guess, the Harlot level, you know, 15, but it's not 15 quid, it's $15. And then there's a $3.33 level, which is half of the number of the beast level. And a lot of podcasts do it like, well, if you pay the top amount, you get everything. If you pay the next amount down, you get some of the stuff. If you pay the next amount down, you get less, and then the bottom amount, you get even less. It's just cool. You know, it's like buying, you know, joining a membership. And I've tried to figure out something I could make at the very top level, maybe to bump everybody up, but I just haven't done it. And, but as of right now, at every level you join at, you get everything. You know, you get to listen to every episode we do, all the pre-show stuff. And, you know, we have a community chat that we do, or that we have on, a Twitter page, just a Twitter chat we have, right? Where we all go there and we can chat and stuff. It's just the Patreon people. And, you know, that's a lot of fun. I think it's a little extra chatter there, but you're every week you're going to get the pre-show chat, any Iron Maiden story that comes out, you're going to get it weeks and weeks in advance, uncut. You know, sometimes I'll cut them out, you know, or edit them. But you're going to get that way before everybody else. When Andrew does the Somewhere Back in Times, you're going to get those a couple of weeks in advance. And those are completely uncut before they're edited. So you'll hear all that stuff in advance as well. So Gen here is a Patreon person, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he enjoys it. So there you have it. That's the little commercial. But yeah, I do think that is a cool thing. So. Kirstie always likes it, so Kirstie's not an easy sell. So if Kirstie likes it, then we must be doing something right. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's it for the Waffle Zone. We've kind of waffled on a bit here. We've done everything we need to do. So I'm going to ask Gen a question here. Gen, what do the people need to do now?
Waffle on.
Waffle on over. Very good. Very good. See, you're doing better than Matt did. Matt was a little confused. So. Yeah.